trying to make the best of a bad situation can require some creative thinking and radical leaps. A couple of weeks ago, we asked if any of you have had to make that kind of leap, and if so, how you did it. Is that Lakeisha?
Yes.
Hi, it's Kurt Anderson.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. So you were in real estate for 11 years, and we should look to you from now on, I guess, to know when things are going to go south, because you decided to get out of real estate a couple of years ago.
I did. I sold primarily historic properties in an urban setting, and I think I just felt it a little bit quicker than the rest.
And you decided to make the not just left turn, but, I don't know, 120-degree, 150-degree turn into theater and stage management. How did you come upon that?
Well, I volunteered for a modern dance company in Dayton and volunteered for several of their events and fundraisers and realized that I have an interest in this, and why not see if there's a career in this?
What do you love about it?
I love having a room full of strangers end up feeling a sense of community. There's a kinesthetic experience that I enjoy.
And so to pursue that, you decided you needed to go back to school and get a degree in event management, and you needed to get out of Dayton.
I did. That is because I decided to follow my partner. So he got a job here in Vegas, and I followed him here to finish a degree.
And I guess Las Vegas is more of a theater stage management kind of place than Dayton, Ohio.
Absolutely it is. It's been a good move.
Has that switch entailed big lifestyle changes?
Well, absolutely. I used to have a really nice house. I drove a pretty fancy car, and I don't dress up any longer. I don't have the fancy car. I've got a used 10-year-old car now. But I think putting my energy into what I want to do and finishing this degree are more important than those material things.
Do you have a vision for, in 5 years, what kind of thing you're going to be doing?
I hope to produce festivals, culturally based festivals that promote diversity and bring a community together.
Along the lines of what they do in Edinburgh every August.
Exactly, yeah. No, tickle me to death.
Well, I wish you good luck.
Thank you so much.
Lakeisha Sable lives in Las Vegas. And we want to hear from you. If you've left one field, involuntarily or not, to devote yourself to a new passion, tell us about it at studio360.org. And while you're there, you can also subscribe to the free podcasts of Studio 360.